presenting the Al Reed Show.
Such is life. Life is what you make it. Such is life. Show them you can take it on the chin. With a grin. If Mr. Gloom comes around, don't let him in.
Ladies and gentlemen, we do hope you'll stay with us for the next half hour, because from here on, we're turning life round just to show you the funny side. Yes, introducing us to ourselves, here he is, Al Reed. Well, things get no better, do I say things are just as bad. I mean, take food. We all know the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. Feed the brute, that's the thing. But as you come down to breakfast in the morning and sit at the table, you've hardly time to reach over with your knife, and what do you get? I hope you know that's all the butter we've got. That's the wife from the kitchen. How do you mean, love? Where you got that butter pot, you'd think we kept a dairy. And don't use the same knife you've just had in your egg. Too late now, wiping it on your bread. I'll start putting everything in one dish and have done with it. What with marmalade in the butter and butter in the raspberry jam? I bet this is the only house in the street that's got a tin of syrup with three peas in it. It's all right saying it saves washing up. You didn't say that when you brought those people home to dinner and had me chasing round to borrow my mother's fish knives the one day she'd bought haddock. I laid the table like a banquet for you. As soon as you got them sat down, you said, you'll get nothing here, you won't eat with a spoon. Well, it was only a joke. It was no joke for me. Don't think you realise what I spend on food at this house. I paid 8 and 4 and 7 the other day for 2 chops. I put them on the table, and before I could tell you one was mine, you'd flooded them with sauce. Then to top it all, you went and ate the middle out of both of them and pushed your plate away and whistled for the dog. See, for goodness sake, get your face out of that paper. When you're finished trying to find your mouth with your teacup, it's dripping all down the front of your tie. I'd have less to say. I wish you would. I'd have less to say if I could rely on you coming home at meals at a proper time. Came rambling home the other night at 11:15. I asked you if you'd had your tea, and you said, never mind my tea, where's my dinner? Getting that faddy with your food? Not at all. Oh, yes, you are. If I cook it, you don't want it. If you want it, I can't get it. If I get it, you won't eat it. And if you do eat it, you say, I can't cook it. I can't weigh you up at all. You see, there's that wedding breakfast we went to. You cracked on, you'd never tasted beef like it. Then the day after, I found all the fat in your handkerchief. It was just as bad when you tried that stunt for dieting. Nothing but bananas and milk for a month. You tried it for one day. Then you had me up at 3 o'clock in the morning cooking chips. I'll start. Now, that's enough. Well, I... Have you finished? Well, I...
Have you done?
Well, I...
Oh, go to...
I say...
What?
You've not kissed me. Don't they make a fuss? All over a simple thing like a meal. And there's no need for it. Nowadays, the modern way to eat is to get all your meals in a self-service cafeteria. As you slide your tray along the chromium rails, past the long line of food, you can choose what you like and be tucking into it in a matter of seconds. Have you had some?
You're not expecting to get served, are you?
Well, it'll be hard lines if I don't.
It'll be a miracle if you do. You're going the wrong way round for a start.
Well, I only want a quick lunch.
I wouldn't depend on it. By the time your turn comes, you'll want bed and breakfast. You You've only got to look at that postman arguing with that girl at the cash desk. I bet he's not moved 10 yards in 3/4 of an hour. He's had pie and chips on and off his tray till he's dizzy. They've farmed him off with a sweet he doesn't want. And I know for a fact he's only come to deliver a parcel. Well, it's worth waiting if the food's good. Are you bothered with wind? No, you will be. I'll swear they make that cottage pie with bricks and mortar. Well, I see there's treacle pudding on the menu. I'm not surprised. They slop that food about here wherever it lands. And hey, don't let anybody see you looking at that menu. They'll laugh at you. They've had the pencil through that roast lamb that often. The machine that prints it crosses it off at the same time. You'll find a line through anything the staff keep back for their dinner. Well, it doesn't say the steak pie's off, no. Doesn't say the cream puff's on, but you've got it all down the sleeve. Of course, your worry is not what to have, it's where to sit when you've got it. They burn your fingers when they give you a plate, and by the time you've found a table, it's that cold, you've got to warm it up on top of your tea. And the way these women come round whipping the pots away, put you off your stroke. I only spread my meal on the table and wait to hang me out up. When I turned round, she'd scraped it all into a tin and said, "What's up, didn't you like it?" Hello, we're moving. Have you got your knife and fork? No, what shall I do? Well, there's only one thing you can do. You'll have to go round again. Well, that was a lot of fun, and now it's my pleasure to introduce a really charming young lady with a wonderful voice. Ladies and gentlemen, Louise Trail.
First met to the beat of the castanet. Now I pray to the skies above, bring him back, please bring back my love. My Malaginia, though you own everything to me, my Malaginia, my love is the sea. Love like us must learn to play a waiting game and live just for the
Thank you, Louise. That was really delightful. But don't go away, because here and now, we're taking the lid off The Joys of Motoring.
Excuse me, is this right for Skivington?
Hey?
Skivington.
Skivington. You're going miles out. You'll have to turn round, or better still, to save you turning round, nip up here and take the first to the left. Go straight up that road as far as you can go. Then, when you get to the top, turn left, turn right again, and turn that radio off. Can't hear myself speak. Now, follow the tram lines down a very steep hill until you come to where they've got the road up. When you get as far as some hoardings where it shows two girls in sweaters and says it's better with mustard, you'll know you're on the wrong road. Turn round, take the first on the right, then turn sharp left up a narrow lane. You can't miss it, it says no through road. That'll bring you out on the canal bank. Now, go over the second bridge. Now, you'll have to go straight up that, about a mile, up a very bad road. When you come to a brick wall, go straight on. And it'll bring you right opposite to where we're standing now. Then I should ask again. Here. This fella will tell you. Hey, I say! I don't think he knows where he is. Anyway, you go back the way you've come. Half right and right again where it says keep left. Now, carry on till you come to a pub in the middle of the road. Now, what's the name of it? I've had it on the tip of my tongue all day. I'll ask this fella. What's the name of that pub on the way to Skivington? With the horse trough on the side. Is it the Golden Ball? No, Golden Ball, no. You know the one? Where we have that rain tub outside and they found some beer in the water. Oh, the Angler's Arms. No, is it? No. You can get bed and breakfast and they keep changing the barmaids. Oh, the Fleece, is it? No, Fleece. Where they have that case of stuffed pigeons and they serve lunches. Landlord breeds Scots Terriers and the only he drinks Irish whiskey. Been there for donkey's years. Oh, you want the old cock? No, I want the name of the pub. Anyway, forget it. When he gets there, he can go in and ask. What part of Skivington did you want?
The town centre.
Town centre? Well, I wish you'd have told me. This is it.
Mind you, before you can roam the highways and byways, you must learn to drive. And the only way is to take lessons from an expert instructor at any school of motoring. Sooner or later, you must venture into the thick of the traffic. And what an ordeal this can be for the instructor when he realizes that his life is in your hands.
Now, steady. You're coming to a very busy crossing. Slow down. No, slow down. Now you're out. Now you break.
You'll have to get those three pedals sorted out.
Pull round the other side of the bus. Now, put your arm out. No, not across me, your other arm.
See, you won't get your arm out till you put your window down. Now, hurry up. Don't stall it here, you'll not make it. Go on.
Now, don't stall it, whatever you do. Now, put her in second.
In second. You're in neutral.
No use pressing your accelerator. Mind this fellow with the handcart. Hello. Watch this bread band. Now, where's he going with that?
Now then, bomb, pop!
Watch him, he's turning right in front.
You silly! Have you no sense?
That wasn't altogether your fault. Now let this car come past. Wave her on out of the way. It's a woman driver, you never know. Now steady at the bottom of this hill. Steady! This is a nasty one. The lights are against you. No, they're against you, against you. The lights are at red. Pull up, they're at red. Pull up, pull up. Pull up. Now slide in behind this lorry. Whoa, 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 whoa. See, you don't need to get your bonnet right under its tailboard. See where we are now. See, he only has to reverse, then his brake off and come back. Look out! Look out! Hey up! Blow it off! Blow it off! Reverse! Reverse! Get out of his way! Get out! Oh, never mind him at the back. It's every man for himself. Luke! Luke! Luke, pull her into the side and let's have a cigarette. Now, let's go back to the first lesson, learning to turn round. Now, let me get out first. Now then, left hand down, left hand. Get your left hand right down, left hand. Oh, your left hand, left hand. Oh, your left hand. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Luke, when I say left hand, I mean left hand facing me. Is that clear? Now we'll start again. Now you'll have to come forward on your other lock. No, your other lock. Your other lock. Your other lock. You're on the pavement. Whoa, whoa, whoa! Look, if you're trying to turn it over, I'll bring you block and tackle. You'll have to go back. Oh, go back. Go on a mile. Go on, go on, go on. Go on. See, don't keep watching that side. I'll watch that. If it'll help you at all, shut your eyes. Now, come forward as you are. Hard over. Forward. Forward, I said. You know, you're not helping me at all. Are you sure you wouldn't be better off learning the violin? Luke, perhaps it's me. Perhaps I'm putting you off. Now, just do whatever you think's right. Go on, just do whatever's right. Now, watch him fetch a brush. But no matter what difficulties you get into on the road, the great thrill of owning a motor car is being able to put your foot down and passing everything on the road. Until one car passes you with a sign on the back which says, Stop Police. What an embarrassing moment this can be. Now then, Mr. Officer. And how does this weather suit you? Honey, I bet you can bat about on a bit in that, can't you? That is the two carburetor job, isn't it, Mr. Honey, funny thing, I was nearly christened Gonzales. Honey, I was just telling my friend a steady 25 and you get there just as quick in the end. Honey, if you're worried about me back number plate, it's in the boot. Could I have your autograph, Mr. Honey, I'd have pulled up sooner, honey. I'm not too sure of my brakes, honey. But of course, with it not being my car... Honey, I'd give you a toffee, honey. I have none. You're going to boot me, aren't you? Of course, mind you, it's worthwhile owning a car if it's only for the children. What happier scene than a car full off on a family picnic? Can we have this with... No, you can't. And stop fiddling with that door. You'll have him out. He's jumping on the seat again. Sit down. Shut up. Shut up, the lot of you. Well,
I've been up since 4:30 this morning cutting sandwiches, and I don't damn well want to go now. Will you pull up? He wants to whisper something. Of course, no matter what difficulties you get into on the road, you can obtain immediate help merely by telephoning from an AA or REC box at any hour of the day or night. Hello? Hello? Are you the AA man? Well, I think you know me. You saluted me on the way to Blackpool. Honey, I didn't see you until you'd gone past, and it was too late to do anything about it. Yes, yes. Well, as long as you didn't think I was being rude. Well, it was the wife who saw you. She's here with me now. Only if it'll make things right next time I see you, I'll present arms. Just a minute. Just a minute. He wants my name and address. Shall I tell him I'm living with your mother? Only we don't want him round there. You know what she is. Hello? Hello? Can you come and get us? Only we've read your book where it says you'll tow us to hotel. Only she fancies that one in Bognor Regis. Trouble? Oh, there's no trouble. In fact, we're looking forward to it. Oh, the car. It's 1927, August. Only it never has run far. I mean, we have our own tow rope. Well, we've always been towed before because I know because that's why the RAC threw us out. Just a minute. He says, have we got a membership card? Here, what was that club we joined to get that goose at Christmas? We're not tipping that up. Do you think it'll do if I tell him your mother's in the top eight? Hello? Well, I hope you can do something quick because her mother's sat in the back. Only we've drained her off and jacked her up and she won't get out. Hello? Hello? Yes, I know you've got a breakdown truck out already. He's with us now. Yes. Yes, yes. Well, that's what I'm ringing you for. Can you send another one? We've towed this one as far as we can. Of course, the one thing about a motor car you can be sure about is that you never know when it's going to go wrong. The only way to put it right, of course, is to take it to a garage. Take this typical scene at a repair shop.
Hey, hey, hey there. You with the jaw back and side. He'll never throw a crumb to you. Hey there. Hey. Hey, dummy! Dummy! Any more tea in that jug?
Hey, no, we've got these two vans to start yet.
Oh, we're not finishing those tonight. We'll go home in that Rolls-Royce coupe.
Hey, there! She'll never make a fool of me. Break it and... Hey, Jimmy, have you had my 3/8 spanner? Well, it's gone somewhere. It's not in my toolbox. I've searched every inch of this bench. It's not there. No, there's only one place it can be. Well, I'm not taking his engine down just to find that.
Of course, there's nothing like a motor car for making new friends. Take this typical conversation between two girls.
So, like I said... There was a right crowd of them just come out of this dance. I could tell one of them had a car because I heard him say, "It won't take me long to warm her up." No, I could see they were out for some fun. And this fella... Oh, he was a lovely fella. He came up straight away. No, straight away he came up and he put his arm round me, called me gorgeous. Oh, and he was strong. I said, "Here," I said, "watch where you've got your arm. You're squashing all my spot prizes." I thought, yes. You'll take a bit of watching in the pally glide. Anyway, he said, He said, come on, kid. He said, "Come on, kid." He said, "I'm running you home in my car." Then he tried to lift me. Oh, and he was strong. I said, "Get off you, that thing." I said, "There's people looking." He said, I wasn't kidding about the car. He said, "You don't need to worry." He said, "I'm taking you straight to your house." Well, I was terrified. For the first 2 miles, I thought he was going to until he passed it. Anyway, he pulled up under some trees. He said, "We're all right here." He said, "I've put the lights out." I thought, "Yes. And if you move any closer, I'll put yours out." He said, "I don't suppose you believe me, but my name's Napoleon." I said, "I'm not Josephine, but not tonight, just the same." Anyway, I got out and started running. Well, I thought he was never going to catch me up. He said, "Don't get alarmed." He said, "But we've run out of petrol." I thought, here it comes. I wonder what he's trying now. So it was only when he stuck a tin in my hand and said, "Get 2 gallons," I realized he was telling the truth.
Such is life. Show them you can take it on the chin with a grin. If Mr. Gloom comes around, don't let him in.
Remember, life's that way. Today you're feeling happy, but tomorrow joy may turn to strife. One thing I found out, there's nothing you can do about it. Such is life.
For the past 30 minutes, we've been looking at life through the pages of the Al Reed Show. Al asked us to say how nice it's been sharing the fun with the Silvertones, Alan Ainsworth, and the augmented BBC Northern Variety Orchestra, and to thank Louise Trail for coming along and making it all worthwhile. The program, which was recorded, was produced in the north of England by Ronnie Taylor.